I was like, man, Sunday is Mother's Day. And so I went to the back of my Bible, like a lot of times you do, and just trying to look through the word mother just to see if something sticks out at you, Brother Randy. I know everybody studies different, and I don't like to just preach on something because it's an occasion. But I just went down through there and was looking at all the different scriptures about mother just to see if something the Lord just prick her heart. And a lot of times we'll preach on something else, but it'll have a mother in the story or something like that. And I run across this scripture again that the Lord had laid on my heart like Monday or Tuesday. And I just began to cry. I said, thank you, Lord. Because early in the week I wasn't thinking this is what it would be, but He knows what we need this morning. So if you would stand for the reading of God's word, you pray for us. With a little bit hoarse this morning. Choir sang Monday night, and then I sang Friday night, and then the choir sang Saturday night, and then Sunday school this morning. But I still believe there's enough in us to get one more through with the Lord's help. Amen. And don't listen to what we have to say as much as what the Lord speaks to you this morning. But I want to start reading at verse 23, St. John chapter 19. The Bible said, then the soldiers, when they had crucified Jesus, took his garments and made four parts, to every soldier a part, and also his coat. Now the coat was without a seam, woven from the top throughout. And they said therefore among themselves, let us not rend it, but cast lots for it, whose it shall be, that the scripture might be fulfilled, which saith, they parted my raiment among them, and for my vesture they did cast lots. These things therefore the soldiers did. Now there stood by the cross of Jesus his mother, his mother's sister, Mary the wife of Cleophas, and Mary Magdalene. And when Jesus therefore saw his mother and the disciples standing by whom he loved, he saith unto his mother, woman, behold thy son. Then saith he to the disciple, behold thy mother. And from that hour that disciple took her unto his own home. After this, Jesus, knowing that all things were now accomplished, that the scriptures might be fulfilled, saith, I thirst. Now there was set a vessel full of vinegar, and they filled a sponge with vinegar and put it upon hyssop, and put it to his mouth. And when Jesus therefore had received the vinegar, he said, it is finished. And he bowed his head, and he gave up the ghost. I believe that be all that we read this morning. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we come to you once again today. Lord, we thank you, Lord, for the spirit we've already been able to feel. I thank you, Lord, for allowing us to be in service again one more time with our mother. And Lord, so many others here today that's gathered with their mother on this side of the grave. Lord, we never know when it'll be the last meeting we'll ever get to be in. Lord, there's many here today that's been going to church for years, and their mother's been on gone to be with you. And I pray, God, you'd comfort them. Lord, no doubt there's mothers sitting under the sound of her voice that our hearts had went out heavy this week, knowing so many that's lost little babies. And no doubt lots of times it runs through their mind what they would have been. I pray, God, Lord, you'd comfort them and you'd help them today. Lord, I pray most of all for that and it's never been saved. I pray, God, Lord, their heart be convicted. Lord, I pray those that's, Lord's not walking in a way that's pleasing unto you, that's went contrary to your word. I pray the Holy Spirit would lead and guide and direct them back to the fold. Lord, not only do you care about them, but we care about them. We need their help. Time's running out. Lord, we need to see people saved. We need as much help as we can get. Lord, the Mother Church is really the only hope we have for our country. And I'm thankful, Lord, for the love that goes out of the Mother Church. Lord, I remember when I was lost, Lord, it was the Mother Church that prayed. Lord got me under conviction, Lord, so I could be saved. And I thank you, Lord, for my home, Bethel Baptist Church, Lord, those that prayed for me. No doubt, Lord, there's many sitting here today that Welcome Grove was their mother church. It was the place that they was birthed in. God, it'd be a wonderful day if we could see another born in the family of God. I pray, God, now you'd help us get ourselves out of the way. Use us, Lord, one more time, Lord, for your honor and your glory. Lord, anything that's said and done here today, we'll do our best to always remember, Lord, it's nothing in what we say or what we do, but, Lord, it's by your marvelous grace, Lord, that all things are accomplished, and we'll give you the honor and the glory and the praise for it all. It's in Jesus' name we ask these things. Amen and amen. Early in the week, I begin to think about the crucifixion. Begin to think about what the Lord was going through. We know that it started in the Garden of Gethsemane. He is praying. Father, if it be thy will, let this cup pass from me. He didn't want to go through the things that he seen that was coming down the road. So he is praying, but he said, Father, not my will, but thy will be done. And that's where we really need to get to today, is that not our will be done, but that God's will would be done in our lives. The Bible said that once he had been betrayed, and they took him and locked him up, and they beat him, they pierced him in the side. They put a crown of thorn on his head. They put him and hooked him to a cross with nails in his hands and in his feet, Brother Andy, to crucify him. We come to the story here in the book of John where he picks up Jesus on the cross and we find people gathered right there at the cross. I begin to think about this week, Brother Darrell. It's confusing sometimes. We really don't pick it out. There was three Marys at the cross with Jesus' mother's sister present, which if we got it right, it'd be Salome. So we've got three Marys and Salome gathered at the cross where Jesus is being crucified. And there's some things that take place that the Scripture had already said was going to take place. I'd never thought about this much, but this is what the Scripture said. They took his garments and they made four parts, to every soldier a part, and also his coat. They began to take his clothes, Brother Glenn. They ripped them in parts of four parts. And if you read the Scripture, you'll find out that in most places, the Roman soldiers, they run in force because there's called a quadrant of soldiers, which means there's four. And then the Scripture backs it here where they ripped Jesus' clothes and everybody got a piece of his garment. But when they come to the coat, Brother D.B., the Bible said it was woven from the top to the bottom. No seams in this coat. There's a lot of thoughts running through my mind this week. I'm glad I got a piece, amen. Amen. But this coat represented to me a picture, you know, families get scattered. A death separates people. Amen. But this coat wasn't going to be separated. It's one solid piece of garment. It wasn't even hooked together. And brother, I want you to know something today. The coat was a picture of the church. It's just one church. That's who he died for. And one day we'll never be separated again. Amen. Amen. Oh, they didn't separate his coat. But then they got down to this part where they begin to cast lots for his coat. And the Bible said that the Scripture might be fulfilled, which saith that they parted my raiments among them, and for my vesture they did cast lots. These things, therefore, the soldiers did. And I want you to know something today. The soldiers wasn't doing it to fulfill Scripture. They're doing it because that's what was in their heart. But God knew way before it happened that it was going to happen. Amen. He knew you was going to be here today. He knew what I was going to preach before I got up. He already knows who's going to listen and who ain't. I would to God you'd listen today. This was really heavy on our heart. Out of all the times I've read the story of the cross, Brother Madeline, there's nothing wrong with this. We get so focused on the most important parts, which I do believe the crown of thorns was important. Amen. You remember over in the book of Genesis where thorns begin? God created thorns because Adam had sinned. And so it was just fitting that his died for the sins of the world. And they put a sign over him to say King of the Jews in all three languages so everybody would know what he had done. And they thought that he had mocked about who he was, making himself equal with God. And that's why they was killing him. But I want you to know, not only did they think he was the Son of God, but he was God's Son. And he had a crown of sin on his head. And he was dying for the sins of the world. But just like everybody else, when I was thinking about this story, I was thinking about the soldiers. I was thinking about the crown. I was thinking about the cross. I was thinking about what Calvary means to me, what Calvary means to you. I was thinking about the shed blood of Jesus. But all of a sudden, my mind started pondering that here Jesus is dying, and he's gathered around by those who loves him. You ever been at the hospital or at somebody's house, and they're dying? And everybody comes in and gathers around. You ever been there? I've had some good friends, good deacons, good people. Brother Randy, I've went in and got in the house beside them. I remember Brother Russell. Amen. I'm talking about over at Brown's Chapel was a deacon. Amen. Melvin Russell. Brother Darrell, he suffered for many, many days. And we don't understand these things. And he didn't know who his children was. And he didn't know who his grandchildren was. But when it come down time to die, his eyes opened up. He leaned up in the bed. And he said, "Oh, happy day. Oh, happy day." Amen. And laid down and died. A friend, to leave this world and to go to heaven, it's going to be a happy day. Amen. If you've been saved, it's going to be a happy day. But it ain't happy to those left behind. I wasn't happy when Melvin was gone. I've never been happy that my daddy died when I was young, Brother Mallory. You've made mention, others has made mention, Brother Glenn wasn't happy this morning in Sunday school when he was crying about his daddy done gone on to be with the Lord. Brother Tony, when you went down to the nursing home and your daddy didn't know who you was, you wasn't happy when it come down time for him across the river. Jesus had come to do a work, and it ended exactly like he knew it would, with him on the cross, with him being ridiculed and mocked and made fun of, and his closest ones that loved him was brokenhearted, and there at the cross with Jesus. Amen. Think about this. I know everybody was important. I can't back this with scripture, but I don't believe you can say that I'm wrong here neither. I know a mother's love is great, but I don't believe a mother loves her kids any more than a good daddy loves his kids. Amen. If he's godly and he loves the Lord, he's going to love his kids just like their mama does. Now there's a special love from a mother, and the kids will bond more with the mother Not trying to be gross, it's just truth. Amen. But God made it that way where they're able to breastfeed them. And then in the middle of the night, they're able to do things and care for them. It's amazing to me. Brother Randy, all the times that I'd be hurt, I never run in there to Daddy and say, Daddy, I hit my finger. No, I'd run in there to Mama. Amen. And, well, praise the Lord. That's a lot of times all I needed was a kiss and a little pat on the back and Mama telling me it's okay, and I went back outside to play. Benadryl ain't got nothing on a mama's kiss. Amen. I mean, that's all we needed was Mama's love. I've said a lot of times I played ball and I loved ball, Brother Glenn. But you know, usually it's rare that you see a mama out in the yard. Brother James throwing baseball with her son. It's rare that you see a mama out in the yard playing football with the kids. It's usually daddy. Her mama going fishing. When they become a professional fisherman, or baseball player, or football player, and all the world's on them, Brother DB. I go, Mama, we're number one. Amen. Hey, forget about daddy. Amen. And it's because they loved their mama and their mama loved them. I believe the only reason Joseph wasn't here at the cross, I believe Joseph was dead. Mary's here. Their sons died, Brother DB, and Daddy ain't there. Why else wouldn't he be there? He wasn't alive. And I'll tell you how I believe I can prove this with Scripture. The last deed of kindness that Jesus ever did, I never seen it till Monday night. He cared for the blind. He cared for the crippled. He cared about those who was demon possessed. But when he was on the cross, his last little bit of blood was running out of him. He looked out and seen a woman that he had called his mama. Brother Darrell, I believe when he looked down, he seen a woman that wasn't going to have her husband with her because his daddy had done died. Jesus was fixing to leave Mary, and he wanted to make sure she was took care of. Last deed of kindness. If I had a thought above another this morning, it'd be this. I just want to make sure Mama's taken care of. Just want to make sure Mama's taken care of. Jesus looked down. The Bible said when Jesus therefore saw his mother and the disciples standing by whom he loved. Didn't say disciples. If you'll remember, they were scattered like sheep with no shepherd. They had all run in every direction except for one. You can believe this or not, but it was the one he could count on. I believe he knew his mama was going to be took care of. Because when there wasn't nobody else there, you know who was there, Brother E.J.? John was there. The disciple whom he loved. He looked out to John. He saith unto his mother, Woman, behold thy son. He said, Mary, I want you to take John as your son. I want you to treat John as your son. And everything you'd have done for me, I want you to do it for John, Mama. Remember, he's dying now. If you've ever been around somebody that's dying, they've always got last request. I've heard them. Tears running down their face and your kid's coming in. Whatever you do, son, just live for the Lord. Stay with Jesus. And another one comes in. I just want to make sure one of these days I see you again in heaven. Make me that promise. Trying to get the kids to make that promise. Grandchildren come in. Friends come in. Preachers come in. And they've always got encouraging words of something that needs to be done. Because this is the last words they're going to get out on this side. And I'm going to tell you something, they're very important. When you're dying, if God gives you an opportunity, I hope you'll take full advantage of it and say something that matters and counts. Amen. I've been in some people's room, they was dying. It's talking about everything else going on in the world except for fixing to leave here and being concerned anything about where their family was with the Lord. How sad that is. It's sad. But he said, John, Mama, I want you to enjoy John just like you would me. And I'm going to tell you something. If there was somebody standing by, think about it pretty often, Brother Kenny Townsend. We've been good friends for a long time. And if I died today and my mom needed somebody, which I got my other brother, Brother Mallory, I could really almost see myself in this story and I'd just say, Mama, just love Kenny like you would me. Shawred always has. We was always at the house. We was always eating. Brother Darrell was always worked at the same places and went the same places and worked the same places and played on the same team. He's my best friend. And I believe John was close to Jesus. Do you know that John could have lost his life because he was at the cross? Nobody else was there. Even Peter wasn't there, the spokesman of the disciples. But you know who was there? John was there. Brother D.B., but on this end point here, this is what I want to get to. Then saith he to the disciple, he said, John, behold thy mother. John, my mama's going to be your mama. You make sure John, mama's taken care of when I'm gone. Somebody might say, well, why, Brother Billy, was he so concerned that his mama was going to be taken care of? Wasn't he going to rise from the dead in 3 days? Yes, he was. But he still wasn't going to be able to stay here and take care of mama. He had a purpose. He had a plan. He was going back to glory to sit on the right hand of the Father with his daddy. He wanted to make sure mama was taken care of. You know what the Bible said? What John did? He said from that hour, that disciple took her unto his own house. I can almost hear John after Jesus. Right after that, Jesus, the Bible said, he said, I thirst. Then he said, it is finished. And he gave up the ghost. He died. No doubt, I've been at grave sites, Brother Mallory, where everybody stands around a little bit, crying, consoling those that are close by, and then a little time passes, maybe 20 minutes, maybe an hour, everybody disperses and starts going their ways. I wish I could have been in a crowd, because I can almost hear John say, Mama, come on, he's gone. Come on, let's go home, Mama. We'll take care of you. How do I touch our heart this morning? I believe John loved Mary. I believe Jesus loved Mary. I hope you love your mama as a weak amen. I said, I hope you love your mama. Amen. I'm going to tell you something. If you can't love the one that brought you into this world and cared for you and did for you. And everybody didn't have a godly mother. You might say, well, my mama didn't do the things, Brother Jeff. But you're saying a mama does. Even the more reason you need to love her. Because most likely she don't know the Lord as her Savior. Y'all with me this morning on that? I want everybody to go to heaven. Jesus, in his dying breath, he said, behold thy mother. From that hour, John took her unto his own house. And he cared for her like she was her own mother. You know what got me thinking about that this week? And I know this is going to touch their heart. And I don't know why I thought about it. I've been around them for years. And this is why I got thinking about Miss Gillespie. Brother Matter, Monday and Tuesday, I got thinking about my mom, my mom's mom. Got thinking about moms in the church. Now I got thinking about women that couldn't have babies. Some that wanted to be a mother, that God didn't bless them to have children. Some that circumstance and time didn't happen for them where they ever got to have children and be called mother. Miss Gillespie was one of them. Do you know what Bill thought about before he died, Miss Gillespie? You didn't have nobody to take care of you. You didn't have no kids. You didn't have no grandchildren. Brother E.J., and he called Randy in there and he said, Randy was a good friend to Brother Bill's. This ain't the only service. I'm not preaching about Randy. I'm just telling you what got my heart to thinking about Jesus and John. Bill called Randy in there and said, Randy, I need you to do something for me. Bill, anything. Need you to take care of Francis when I'm gone. Oh, it's easy. It's like, oh, yeah, we will. You know what the Bible says about men's promises? You can't count on them. Amen. Now, I'm not being ugly. I got a lot of confidence in a lot of men in this building. But if I was going to ask somebody to take care of my mama, it would dwindle down to just a few people that I really thought if they told me they would, I know they would. And there's a lot of good people. This church is full of them. I don't know of a man in here that I don't think I couldn't trust. That says a lot for our church. But Brother Bill thought enough of him to ask him to do that. You know what he did, Brother James? He didn't stick her in a nursing home like a lot of kids do. It might have to come to that. That's a lot of times I've told my mother, I said, as long as I've got enough breath in my body and money and a way to take care of my mother, she'll never be in a place being took care of by somebody else. But if I can't take care of her, she gets down so sick. And I seen my grandmother, my dad and them had put my grandmother in a nursing home. My granny blessed. She didn't know who nobody was. She had a baby doll. She used to think it was her baby. For a long time, Brother Glenn, almost 10 years, they'd go down there and she'd go, oh, yeah, she's sleeping today. You'd just think she done had another baby. She didn't know none of the kids. But you know what my dad's brothers and sisters did, Brother E.J.? Because the nurses wouldn't go in there and feed my grandmother. They'd go down there every day, three times a day, and they'd take turns, and one would go feed her in the morning. One would go feed her in the afternoon. One would go feed her that night. And they did that for years and years and years. It wasn't for a week. It wasn't for a month. It's every day they went down there and did that. You know why? Because they loved their mother. Because their mother loved them. Amen. You know what Brother Randy did? Took Sister Frances in this house. I believe Brother Bill knew he would do that. And you know what? I don't think he's the only one in this building that would do something like that. I'm trying to brag on some of you this morning. I believe some of you love your in-laws as much as you love your parents. A lot of people's got jokes about their mother-in-law and things like that. I love my mother-in-law. I do. I love my barred mother-in-law. Where she at? Amen. God has a way of making relationships, and this is the point I want to get at, and I'm done. John was not Mary's son, and Mary was not John's mother. But Jesus had a way of, on his dying deathbed, that he did something there for those two people, Brother Glenn, that they had somebody they could count on. Y'all with me this morning? And you know, I've met people in church, and God's did things for me and you and put us together for a reason, like no way nobody else could have done it. You know, I feel like, and I love my brother loves me. We talk, I mean, it's not about how much you talk to someone. We might talk to one another, Brother Tony, about once a year, twice a year. But if something happened right now, he would have called me 5 minutes before I went to the pulpit and said, Jeff, I really need you. I just had a wreck. Don't know if I'm going to make it. I'd have walked out the church. And I'd have left it for somebody else to preach or teach, or would have dismissed or something. But I would have went and made sure my brother, I did for my brother. I believe you'd do that. Wouldn't you? But listen to me. I feel like I'm as close to some as you as I am my brother. If not closer. Now I'm fixing to tell you why. I told somebody here the other week, I said, it's amazing sometimes we see our family about twice a year. Six times a year, Thanksgiving, Christmas, maybe a couple get-togethers, family reunion. I see some of you more than 12 times in a month. Amen. Brother Darrell, there's a kindred here. We got some things in common. You know what it is? We got the same daddy. We got the same mama. I'm glad I got a mom that loves me, ain't you? I'm talking about Welcome Grove. I'll be a little louder. I'm glad I got a mama that loves me, amen. If you go to this church and you don't feel like somebody loves you, you ain't too friendly. That's all I can tell you. Bible says you want friends, show yourself friendly. There ain't nobody in this church going to come in here. They can be a complete stranger from any ethnic background, and somebody's going to love on them before they leave here. You know, that's what a good mom will do. I'll share this, and then I'll be quiet. You know, when I used to bring some of my friends home, they wasn't all white. Amen. Some of them was Chinese. Some of them I run with on track, black boys. Play football with you. You know what? My mama fed them just like she did us. She'd hug on them just like she would me. Well, I've shared this several times. I'll let this be my last remark. But one day I went to her and I said, Mom, I got a friend of mine on the track team. Everybody's got some new shoes and he ain't got no shoes. Coach told him he need to have some shoes by next track meet. He couldn't be out there just running in tennis shoes. If you ain't never run track, you don't know what I'm talking about. You had to have these special shoes. It's special track, you know. I tell you, I felt special to get on it, amen. But you know what my mama said? She said, just find out what size he is and we'll buy him a pair. We didn't have a lot of money, Brother Mallory. But you know what? My mama loved me. She loved the other kids around our subdivision. And it even went, you might say, well, they loved her and they did her right. I'm going to share a story with you while they come to the piano and get ready to play. We had one, a good friend of mine. I say good friend. I don't even remember his name now, so it wasn't too good. But I played basketball with him. We'd play around the subdivision. No doubt some of you got that. Boys come around, girls, whatever. Come around and play with your kids. Get on the trampoline, maybe get in the pool. Get on the basketball, go. Y'all nod with me. Act like you ain't sleep yet. Y'all know what I'm talking about. He come around, we'd play all the time. We went on vacation, come back, and the house been broke into. I was mad. He got my piggy bank. I had a lot in there. Y'all laugh now, but I bought my wife's anniversary ring, our wedding rings and everything out of my piggy bank. I was a good saver back then. I had enough to buy her wedding ring, Brother Darrell, and an engagement ring. He broke in, got her piggy banks, and think messed up baby books. My mom had fixed all these nice things. You know how you do with kids. First haircut and this and tooth and pictures and all this stuff. And all that went missing. You know what, Brother Randy? One of our neighbors said, well, I seen who did it. I seen him come in the back door. Boy, my daddy wanted to throw the book at him, just like any man would want to. If it happens this week at my house, I'm going to want to throw the book at him. Amen. But you know what my mama did? She said, he's a young boy. He don't know any better. Locking him up wouldn't do no good. Told police, said, I'm just going to go up there and talk to his mom and daddy. She went up there and talked to them, and they pretty much just smarted off and didn't have much to say and act like it wasn't that big a deal. She did what she was supposed to do, Brother Matt. But a few months later, they lost their home. That's sad. I believe God would have had mercy. I don't know if that's one lost. We'll never know. But I do know this. My mother could have thrown the book at him. But she had mercy because that's a true mother's love. Well, I'm going to tell you something. There's some of us in here, God could throw the book at us today. Boy, he could just lay it down the line. If you don't think you're guilty, you've deceived yourself. But because he loved you so much, and the church loves you so much, he's given you mercy. I want us to rise to our feet this morning. I know the service is a little different this morning. You ever thought about that? Out of all the things Jesus did right before he died, the last thing he did, he wanted to make sure mama was taken care of. I want you to get this sunk in your head. If I don't do anything else on this side, Brother Mallory, it really matters, amounts to much. I want to sure take sure of mama. Listen now, I ain't talking about my mama. I'm going to do my best to take care of my mama. I'm talking about mama. The church. I want to make sure there's somebody here to pray, preach, sing, love people. Make sure mama's taken care of. Make sure the carpet's vacuumed. Make sure the grass is cut. Make sure the bulbs is changed when it is. It don't make no difference what you think you can and can't do. There's something around the house, Lord, you can do. Brother James, you planted them pretty flowers out there. You just make sure mama's taken care of. You know, we'll go to the grave. Take flowers to mama. Mama will never see them. But you can plant some flowers at church and everybody will see them. Y'all understand what I'm saying? So make a difference where you can. Make sure mama's taken care of. Make sure you're doing your part to live for the Lord. If you're here today and you've never been saved, mama loves you. I believe your natural mama loves you and the church loves you. You need to come get things right with the Lord. If you ain't living for the Lord, today would be a good day to get things right and start living for the Lord. Brother Nick, sing whatever verse song's on your heart. Maybe you want to come pray for somebody else. Whatever's on your heart. Now's the time to come. Now's the time to come this morning. God, have your way, Lord, this morning. Yes. Lord, thank you, God, for your help. Need to carry something to the Lord. You need to talk to Jesus about something. Is everything okay between you and the Lord? He loves you this morning. He died for you. He's giving you an opportunity to come talk to him. Yes. Do not carry everything to him. God, touch his heart instead of praying. touch, he's still praying. Softly while this one's still praying. I hope all hearts are satisfied today. Ain't nobody gonna care for you like Jesus does. Nobody's gonna care for you like Him. Thankful for a good mother. I know a lot of you's had good mothers. I thank God for that. Appreciate all the mothers in our church. It makes up a good love around this place. They're special to me. If you've never been saved, you're not part of the mother church. You're not part of the bride that the Lord's coming back after one of these days. Say, how can I know I'm saved? Several ways you can know, but one, the Bible says you'll know that you love the brethren because you pass from death to life. You might say, well, I love everybody, so I must be saved. Well, there's more to it than that. There's more to it than that. Because I believe if you get saved, you'll change your living habits. To me, that's the biggest way of knowing if somebody's been saved. You might say, well, Brother Jeff, ain't that judging? Depends on how you look at it. But I'll just say this. When I leave here today and I look out there and I say, boy, that's a pretty red rose bush, ain't it, the man that James planted? Am I judging it or am I calling it what it is? If you quack and you wag your tail and you get in the water, I'm going to call you a duck. You bark and swing your tail and run and chase a cat, I'm going to call you a dog. Get out here and drink and cuss. Just act like any old thing. Act foolish. I'm going to call you a sinner. If you live right, go to church and pray. Not perfect. I didn't say perfect, but I see that you're trying your best to live for the Lord. I'm going to say you're a child of the King. Amen. Well, you say the senators and all them, they say, we're all God's children. We're all God's creation, but we ain't all God's children. I believe I got scripture for that. Even Jesus told one place, he said, you have your father of the devil. You're the children of the devil. I hope and pray you've been saved. I can't judge nobody. I can't look nobody's heart. Wouldn't even want to be the judge. I got enough to take care of on my own. I heard a story coming in. I'll share this. Maybe somebody didn't hear it, and it's really good. It goes along with a message. Normally, I don't share things that I hear on the radio because I don't want people to think, well, he's preaching the same thing that other fellow's preaching. I ain't trying to preach something else, but it was really good. And he said he went out to the window and said, I believe it was his daughter was trying to help his wife keep her from doing laundry, and said they had a clothesline, Brother Matter. So he looked out there and said, boy, she still ain't learned how to do clothes yet, has she? Bless her heart. And her mama said, no, no. A couple days went by and he got up. Sister Vicki said he went and looked to the window and said, boy, she's doing good now. Them clothes look good. She just done learned how to, she done learned how to do the clothes. She said, no, she still ain't learned how to do the clothes. I cleaned the windows yesterday. So if we're not careful, sometimes we'll judge by what we're looking through and we're not seeing clearly. We'll look at a situation, I guess what I'm saying, you think you know what you're seeing. But if you just worry about cleaning your windows out, you might see a little better, amen. We all need help. We all need to get closer to the Lord. I appreciate the service today. Don't forget, if you come tonight, Brother Troy ain't here speaking, it's because something happened and he couldn't. I ain't talked to him yet, but that's what was on my heart, and I didn't get a chance to call him for church. So he'll be here tonight preaching or sharing his heart, whatever he's got on his heart, and maybe even share a little bit about what the Lord did this morning. I've prayed for him and excited about it, and I'm praying for her. And I'm sure she's going to have a tough day today. It's hard enough on Mother's Day, but she lost her boys on Mother's Day. That was the day of the wreck. That's the day I believe he got the heart transplant. And so remember her and all the other mothers. And turn to Brother Tony. Go ahead. Bless him, God. Bless him, Lord. Yeah, I appreciate Brother Tony bringing that to my attention. Tonight's our normal conference. We won't have no deacons meeting this afternoon, and we won't have a conference tonight. We'll put that off until maybe tonight or Wednesday or something, next service. When we get all of us back, we'll figure out what will be the best service to try to carry out our conference, and we'll announce at three services, okay? So keep that in mind. Turn to the side. Tell one of these women Happy Mother's Day. You can see yourself. Yeah. Hold on 1 second. All right. Keep that in mind. It's got to be today if you want a T-shirt. We did it. God bless you. Good to have you today. Bless your heart, DB. Hope you're feeling better.
Yeah, I guess I'll go with family.
I understand.
Love you, brother.
Love you, too. Appreciate you. God bless you. Bless your heart. I appreciate you. God bless you. Bless your heart, bud. Bless your heart, Bonnie. Happy Mother's Day. Bless your heart, Brother Billy. Appreciate it. God bless you. Hope you do too. Hope you treat her good. Yeah. God bless you. Happy Mother's Day. Bless your heart, Brandon. Appreciate you, bud. God bless you, baby. God bless you. Love you too. Happy Mother's Day, Sister Inez. She's got them. Love you too. God bless you. Good to have you this morning. God bless you. Happy Mother's Day. God bless you. Good to have you this morning. Bless your heart, boy. Happy Mother's Day. Bless your heart, EJ. Love you, buddy. Appreciate you. God bless you, boy. Tell your mama I said Happy Mother's Day. God bless you today. I appreciate you, bud. Happy Mother's Day.
Thank you.
God bless you. Bless your heart, Jason. Appreciate you, bud.
God bless you. Thank you.
God bless you. Happy Mother's Day.
Thank you. Start say you too. Well, you can still have a good day, right? Love you.
Love you too. Happy Mother's Day.
Thank you, and y'all have a good day too here. And if she gets to see her mom, tell her to say happy Mother's
Day. Okay. I will. God bless you. Appreciate it. Good to have y'all today.
Good to be here.
God bless you too.
Thank
Happy
you.
Mother's Day.
Going home, son should be here by the time I get home.
That'll be good. Happy Mother's Day. God bless you. Miss Art Glenn, appreciate you, bud. Talk to your mama. Tell her I said Happy Mother's Day.
Yeah, I'll be calling her here.
I know it. I figured you would. God bless you. Miss Art, boy. Good to have y'all today. God bless you. Happy Mother's Day. God bless you. Good to have you today. Happy Mother's Day. God bless you. Bless your heart. Happy Mother's Day. Love y'all too. Appreciate you. Happy Mother's Day.
I was looking for him in his blue shirt, and he's got a green one on. I couldn't find him.
Oh, yeah.
I'm like looking around, looking for blue. Looking for blue. I need to get
green. Hold on 1 second. I got to get the signature of the parent or guardian. We took fingerprints for Peyton's science project.
Yeah.
And I guess we're supposed to have these to be able to display their fingerprints, maybe.
Yeah, that's fine.
I got one more for you.
Okay.
Thank you.
All
too, Ryan.
Happy Mother's Day. Hope you have a good day. Happy Mother's Day. God bless you.